go on a terrific Tuesday, Taste of Tuesday on the Showboat. To food, fun places, the mayhem of life. I'm Tyler Glenn, and this is the Tyler Glenn Show live from the Beach Bunker on this Tuesday. A little bit of a cloudy start to the day, but we are in for some super hot weather. The super hot weather returns. A bit of a cool reprieve if the warm weather of summer has been bothering you. In our area locally, dropping down to below normal for today, and then it's ramping up for the weekend with sunshine and scorching hot temperatures. Oh, we are the sun seekers, and the sun is here. Perfect timing, too. Tim Hortons Camp Day is tomorrow. I'm going to be roaming around the city of Brandon. I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be and when, so hopefully I can bump into you for a coffee tomorrow. Sending kids to camp. It's the age-old question. So when the weather gets warm, what is the perfect temperature for air conditioning? Do you have this battle in your home? Your spouse says, oh, it's too hot in here. And he cranks up the air, which is actually making it colder. And then you turn down the air, which allows some of the heat to warm up your house. What do experts say is the perfect temperature? What do the people who make air conditioners say about the perfect temperature? Where should it be sitting? What's the temperature our air conditioning should be sitting at for optimum relaxation and comfort? We tackle the big questions on this show. Nowhere near as heavy as yesterday's show with all those celebrity deaths and an assassination attempt. All that's gone. Although we will touch on Richard Simmons today. A police investigation has been opened into the death of Richard Simmons. Also, how to tell if somebody's actually rich. Fantastic. Nicely done. Nicely done. My good thing from yesterday was I managed to make it up to the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa for their ribbon cutting yesterday. And it was so much fun. It was so much fun. I mean, the folks that were up there to visit with, there was so many people that I got to reconnect with. Here I am at the spa. They did allow us to go in if we wanted to, but I didn't bring my swim attire. Now, it did cross my mind to maybe just be at one with nature. It is a national park after all. What would a walking whale in the pool do to the mooses and the deerses in the park? It would traumatize them, potentially. Good morning, QD on Twitch. Welcome. And here is the crew. Here we are. We're listening and waiting for speakers and ribbon cutting. And there's some champagne. There's my lovely wife, Tracy, along with Michelle Jonas, having some champagne. And there's me and Michelle, grand opening. And there's me and Trace by DeBoo's. And, of course, the beautiful spa, the beautiful Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa, officially open. They did what they call a soft opening in December, and people have been going throughout the spring, and they've been enjoying themselves. Met some lovely people from Saskatchewan yesterday. Trev's ears probably were burning because we're talking about how great the riders are and kind of how weak the Bombers are. All gals in the tub. We're talking football. And don't forget, they've got a Hawaiian luau party coming up Saturday, July 27th, 5 p.m. Make sure you get early bird tickets. That'll reduce your price. Your tickets include a beautiful pork dinner and a drink and games. So get in on that Saturday, July 27th, second annual. And it does well. Sells out, I believe. So, well, last year it sold out. And that's why they're having the second annual Hawaiian Luau Party up at the Elkhorn. But anyway, that was my good thing from yesterday. Great visiting. Saw Tammy and her crew from Enlightenment Entertainment. Oh, it was great to catch up with them and Chris and the whole crew. This is a sad thing. The Mirage is officially closed, and they're going to demolish it. Thank you. After 34 unforgettable years, we say goodbye to the Mirage Resort and Casino. Thank you to the incredible team and the millions of visitors for making it a beloved landmark. The memories and moments will last forever. The resort captured in the movie Vegas Vacation, National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation starring Chevy Chase. And, of course, they were famous for the volcano and the Jumping Dolphins. I love the Mirage. And of course, the banner of the Beatles that was put there many, many years ago. And they had the Beatles show there for like well over a decade. But the Mirage is officially closed and is to be demolished and to make room for a new Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Apparently a new concept is coming. And as soon as we have more details on that, we'll be sure to let you know. It is Tim Hortons Camp Day tomorrow. I will make sure to post this, but I will be at the 18th Street Tim Hortons tomorrow between 9 and 10. Going to finish things up here on the show in the 9 o'clock hour, and then I'm going to zip over to Tim Hortons. I will be at the 18th Street, that's the Canadian Tire location, between 9 and 10. And then I'll be up on the Trans-Canada Highway between 10 and 11. And then I'm going to scoot over to First Street between 11 and 12, and then over to Vic Avenue between 12 and 1. It's Tim Hortons Camp Day Bingo. Get your cards ready, because I'm going to be four different locations in 4 hours tomorrow. That's 4 hours, right? 9 to 1. Yeah. Again, I'll just be a little bit past 9 to get over to 18th Street, but if you're going to be in the vicinity, again, I'll post those times a little bit later, but we're going to be sending kids to camp tomorrow, and you can buy a hot or cold coffee beverage from our friends at Tim Hortons, and we're sending kids to Tim Hortons camps where they're going to learn some valuable lessons. They're going to make some memories, more importantly, make some friends, and of course, the kids that they send to these camps are kids who are not exactly the means to enjoy such an experience. So that's why Tim Hortons has done this for years and years and years now. So just a quick reminder that tomorrow is Tim Hortons Camp Day. And you've got them in Brandon. Of course, I'm going to be at the four locations. But they're also in Verdon. They're in Neepawa. You can go to Dauphin and help with Tim Hortons Camp Day. And in Moosomin, too. And I look forward to maybe trying all four retro donuts at all four different locations tomorrow. That sounds like a challenge. Thank you, Tim Hortons. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Rogers Wireless, Red Wireless on 18th Street, across from the Keystone Center, across from Canada Inn's $45 internet. What are you talking about? Are you crazy? What's going on with that? Go to Red Wireless on 18th Street and just go in there, kick the door open, tell Paul I told you to do that, and say, so what's with this $45 internet? And make him tell you. Make Paul explain to you the $45 internet, and then tell him you want a credit on your existing Rogers account. Because if you sign up for it, you will get a credit. In fact, you'll get a $50 credit if you upgrade your existing phone, $100 credit on a new activation, add a line to your existing account, or $100 credit if you add wireless home internet, starting at just $45 a month. Red Wireless on 18th Street. They're in the Robinson Mall, okay? That's the store across from Canada Inn's, across from the Keystone Center, 727-0100. This is crazy. If you saw this yesterday, look, this is supposed to be the internet right here. Fighting mad. Have you seen what they've done to pasta in Wisconsin? Look at these are the startled faces looking at what's going on. What is it? This is it right here. Milwaukee's food scene is underrated, says Brandon Pope, and deserves respect. Crew dinner last night. Yes, this is a pasta flight. What is a pasta flight, you say? It is where the pasta is on a board like you would have a charcuterie board. I have had to practice that for a long time to get that right. Charcuterie. So what do you think of this? What say you? Because it completely devastated the internet when he put this out yesterday. A pasta board. Karen's saying full turkey dinners with everything made from leftovers. But what do you think of this? Would you eat this? Would you order this if you saw this in a restaurant? This is in Wisconsin. Would you order this? Would you eat this? What would you do if... Somebody said, we're going to share this at our table. I don't like the fact that the spaghetti is going to fall off the plate. It looks like it looks like the spaghetti is making a mess. And plus, I don't like my foods touching. I'm not a big fan of my food touching. I know I sound like I'm 10 years old, but come on now. It's kind of gross, I think. Quentin says, I'm over the whole serving food on plywood. How the hell do you wash that thing? Just give me a bowl. Well, I guess you probably just steam the damn thing. You probably steam it, super hot water, blast it, get all the grease and sauce off there. Not necessarily the board that bothers me. It's the food touching. And there's, I think it's my, what is that, ADD? All I know is I don't like the food touching, and it needs to be organized. And the thing is that, look, at people are taking it and putting it on their plate anyway. Well, look at the guy in the top right. You can see his hand there. There's a plate there anyway. Karen says certain things need containers. Borrowed Bean says maybe if they put them in those cute little pasta piles that fancy restaurants do. Well, this is supposed to be a fancy restaurant. I do not respect a restaurant that would serve me pasta on a 2x4. Surely there's a better way to serve this, another person pleaded. There's got to be another better way. And this person said, what were we all thinking? We have to liberate the Midwest. Why are they doing this? Jen says, that's a no for me on Facebook. I have sensitivities to a lot of food, so if they're touching, oh, yeah, That's a good point, especially people who've got like gluten intolerance. Maybe you've got the gluten-free pasta in the middle and it's touching the one with gluten. That's not a good one. But not everybody was negative about it. Google reviews for the pasta flights in the restaurant are extremely positive. Pasta flight was a hit. This reviewer says, great atmosphere, great food. Here's another picture. Another person says the pasta flights live up to the hype. Order two pastas, and it was more than two people could finish. This feels so wrong. Why does it have to be served on a board? This is awful. And then he replies, but it's so worth it. It was really good. That looks amazing. What restaurant is this? I got to go to Milwaukee. Dorcia is the restaurant. Dorcia on Brady. Kelsey says, this looks amazing. Shahid says, I don't want mine served on pine or oak. Crumman says, that's disgusting. Dude Wipes, you know Dude Wipes, the company? Dude Wipes chimes in, where do we send the wipes? Oh, Dude Wipes! Dude Wipes for the win! It got 40 likes on Twitter. Where do we send the wipes? Danielle says, I assume there's no silverware either since there's no plates. Mark says, this board is unacceptable. Andrea says there's absolutely no reason not to have plates. Pasta flights. Who knew it would be so controversial? Skydancer Casino, they'll put your pasta in bowls at the Fire's Edge Steakhouse. That's a great place to go for a meal, by the way. They're actually going to be moving the Fire's Edge Steakhouse. They've got a new design for the steakhouse inspired in Las Vegas. And they were telling me when I was down there for my last visit that the plans for this restaurant are out of this world. And actually, I always liked the Fire's Edge the way it was, but they're going to be making it bigger and better in the coming weeks. So watch for that. Not only that, but they've got, of course, the Turtle Island Water Park for you and your family to enjoy attached to the casino. They've also got the trampoline park there, too. Lots of family fun at the Skydancer Casino. Open 7 days a week and 24 hours Thursday through Saturday, just 88 minutes from Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. We'll be doing a special Saturday edition of the Tyler Glenn Show the day Nelly is in town. Nelly is coming August the 17th. We'll be down there on a Saturday. So be watching for that live stream on the 17th. And then we're also going to be returning to the casino in November for the Hunter Hayes Show. So that's going to be a lot of fun at Skydancer Casino. Lots of big entertainment coming. And apparently 6 big shows already in the works for 2025. SkydancerCasino.com. Give them a like and give them a follow on their social media channels. Again, that is SkydancerCasino.com. Sunrise Credit Union, where you have a chance to win some free gas and groceries. Man, the prizes don't get any better than that. Congratulations again to the spring recipients of the Building Communities Grant. $50,000 was doled out to Lita Lake Park in Erickson, Swan Lake First Nation Powwow Committee, Prairie Skills in Deloraine, and the Oak Lake Care Center, the four organizations that were sharing the $50,000 payout. There will be a fall intake for Building Communities. And that is through Sunrise Credit Union, who are giving you a chance to win $1,000 in gas and grocery gift cards from local businesses to one lucky member in each of their three districts for a total of $3,000. The great gas and grocery giveaway. For all the details, sunrisecu.mb.ca. And Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. Make sure you make it Co-op Propane. Fill up that propane tank. Make sure your barbecue's good to go. Maybe that fire table needs propane. Make it Co-op, of course, so you can get your gas filled at Co-op. They've got great gas bars that have slushies available. 99-cent special is happening through the month of July. Any flavor, any size, your local Co-op gas bar, get yourself a slushie. And I managed to grab a nice coffee that is chilling as we speak. Well, I bought it chilled, but it's been sitting in the fridge through the morning, and we're going to be slurping on that next hour. I want to tell you, I've never had the Co-op iced coffee from the gas bar, had some slushies last week, so I'm going to inject a little bit of iced caffeine into the old Tyler Glenn Show today next hour with a little bit of iced coffee from your local Co-op gas bar. You're at home here with Co-ops of Westman, Heritage Co-op, Pemina Consumers Co-op, Twin Valley Co-op, Valley View Boundary, Nipaw Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op too. Air conditioners are a source of great debate, you see. Some people like it cold, some people like it warm. And you know where this is a real problem? Is the office. Where you work, are you like, I know it's 30 degrees outside, but holy shit, we can hang meat in this damn place. Oh my God. If you're lucky enough to have air conditioning, there are a number of factors to consider when choosing the right temperature. Comfort and avoiding negative health impacts that come with heat exposure are key. But the hotter it is outside compared to your thermostat setting, the more power your air conditioners guzzle. So it is kind of walking a fine line, regardless of what a spouse might say. Now, we're going to do this in Celsius to keep it easier for everybody. We do talk Fahrenheit sometimes. But we'll keep it Celsius. And so just for reference, 25 degrees Celsius is 80 degrees Fahrenheit, kind of as a benchmark on this. So what is the recommended temperature, and what do you, oh my God, Quentin's hanging meat. Borrowed bean is also hanging meat at 18 degrees Celsius. Holy cow, that's cold. It's going to snow. It's going to snow in your office. Mama JS, confession time. I can't remember the last time I had an iced coffee. I drink hot coffee all the time. I'm a hot coffee. Even in the summertime, I like hot coffee. I just huge hot coffee fan. But I do have to tell you that as I placed that in the freezer to give it some extra chill, the smell on that iced coffee, wow. Wow. Anyway, sorry. Distractions. Quinton's also 18 degrees. Holy shit, you got... Cindy's at 17! Cindy! Oh, you're going to make ice. You're going to... How do you have a drink in your house if you've got it set at 17 degrees? You're going to leave a glass of water on your kitchen table and all of a sudden come back. This is
ice.
The hell is going on? Wow. Mama J is 22. Quentin says, my car has two settings. Well, of course. So what in the Mercedes, or is it the BMW? I'm surprised it's only two. No, I'm just kidding. 22. What are you guys doing? Heart 444. Good morning. It's nice to see you chime in. Heart 444. 22 is perfect. Janine says 21. Lindy says 23. Cheryl says 22. Wow. Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to use this as proof to my wife to say, hey, listen. Listen, Linda, listen. Listen, Tracy, listen. This is not too cold. We never have it at 21 or 22. Our magic number goes back and forth. If the sun is out, it's 24. If it's cloudy, it's 25. I know that seems a little warm, but maybe air circulation is good? I don't know. I just find that's the comfort zone. And maybe because we spend a lot of time outside in the sunshine, having it at 25 degrees or 24 degrees, when you come in, it just is like enough cool to just kind of cool you down. And I bet you my power bill's a lot better than your guys' is. Oh my God, 17 degrees? Holy cow. What do the experts say? Cindy says, I wear a sweater sometimes because I don't want to turn down the AC. Karen says, it must get expensive too. No kidding. Jen says, 24 during the day, 22 at night. Isn't it supposed to be the reverse? On Facebook, Jen says, 24 during the day, 22 at night. Or is it the heat? I'm confused. I'm confused. 1 degree, I would never notice 1 degree. I don't know. I do. I just do. I don't know. There's something weird about that. But anyway, here's what the experts are saying. Okay, so recommended temperatures all over the map. Boro Bean says you sleep better when it's cooler. True. Oh, it's lower at night. Okay. So 28 degrees, the Japanese Ministry of the Environment says to save energy, 28 degrees Celsius is what they're recommending for folks in Japan. The World Health Organization, I don't listen to them because they did that whole COVID thing, and I don't trust them. I don't like them. I don't trust them. And plus, 27 is too hot for all of us. We can all agree. So World Health Organization, you can stick it. That's not going to happen. Now we're getting closer. Toronto Hydro and the Canadian Standard Association for Workplace Ergonomics says 26 degrees is the ideal summer thermostat setting. Again, recommended by Toronto Hydro. Seems a little high for some sun seekers. Energy Star, you recognize that name? Energy Star, that's the energy efficiency label for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and private companies that make appliances known as Energy Star, recommend 25.5 degrees Celsius. That's getting closer to where I'm at. BC Hydro also recommends 25. According to the Canadian Standards Association for Workplace Ergonomics, the range is 23 to 26. The American Society of Heating, Refrigeration, and Air Conditioning says it's 24. Well, of course, because they want us to use them. Use those air conditioners. Put them through their paces. Use them good. However, 22 degrees Celsius is considered the typical temperature for air-conditioned spaces in North America. It's based on what studies have found comfortable, but there are criticisms that this is based on small studies of men in suits. And there's a lot of evidence that women like it warmer. 26 degrees Celsius is okay for most. I don't think so. I think that among the sun seekers, I would say that the average air conditioning temperature is 21 degrees. You guys like it cold. Man. And I'd have to say, Energy Star, I'm cheap. I want comfort, but I'm also a cheapskate. So Energy Star is like they're kind of the happy medium. They're the energy efficiency, yet I don't have to keep it running all the time. 25.5 degrees Celsius.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code FITNESS at kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code FITNESS.
It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. We're talking 50% off site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages. There's no better time to shop for everyone on your list. And when you shop OmahaSteaks.com today, you'll get an additional $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. With Omaha Steaks, you can slay your gift list and send a perfect assortment that everyone will love. USDA certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air chilled chicken, decadent desserts, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list. And every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Shop the Cyber Sale now at OmahaSteaks.com to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com, code HOLIDAYGIFT. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.
Co-op Gold, ice chilled. Although, what I'm already impressed with is the smell. Holy man, the smell. It's just, you know, there's it's one of my top five smells is coffee, hey? When coffee is brewing, but it's iced coffee. I still like my hop better. It's good. I don't dislike it. It's just that if you're going to buy me a coffee, yeah, Derek says it's okay, but Donna loves it. It is an acquired taste. Is it sweet? No. Do you know how when you have iced tea in the States and you don't tell them sweet tea, that's what this tastes like. It tastes like flavorful, very rich, very full, not sweet in the least. It tastes like iced coffee beans. Yeah, the flavor is beautiful. It's just the only way for me to describe it for me is weird because I like it hot. I should be heating this up. We have no coffee using K-cups. They run out too. Hopefully hubby remembers to buy coffee today. Can't you use those little pods over again? I would. I'd run it through and then run it through again and then run it through again. Is that bad? I don't use them enough to know. But I would be milking those things. Just, you know, in an effort to save a little bit of cash. So this person says, I eat a full meal before grocery shopping and then when I go shopping hungry, I buy a lot of unnecessary food items. After I'm done eating, I do a walkthrough in my kitchen, make a list of everything I absolutely need to buy. And then I force myself to stick to the list. And then when I stick to the list, I get to buy one item not on my list as a treat, like a candy bar or a soda at the checkout. My legit money-saving hack, when I worked in the service industry, I saved all my $5 bills in a piggy bank. Within a few months, I had enough saved to get my eyebrows microbladed. I don't even know what that is. But I do the same thing with loonies and toonies. I hate change anyway, so you just get a change jar going on there. And, you know, especially with the toonies, they start adding up pretty fast. This person says they make their own laundry detergent, use equal parts borax, Arm & Hammer super washing soda, and OxyClean, then grate it in about half a bar of Fels naphtha. You put it in a jar, shake it. That's a lot of work. Lasts forever. I once went 6 months without needing to make more. It also smells great. I don't know. That seems like a lot of work. See, we want cheap. We don't want to work. We don't want to go. We just want peace and quiet and free food. Am I right? Dang Dong says, put fresh fruit in glass containers and they last way longer. I saw someone put them in sealer jars, especially strawberries. This one takes discipline, but get a credit card and use it for absolutely everything. But be sure to pay it off completely each month. Treat it like cash in your bank account. That way you never pay interest, but you get all the rewards points. I know Sunseekers that do that. This person says, I am now on my 17th free Christmas from just one MasterCard's reward points, which I can redeem on Amazon. That's impressive. When you stay in a hotel, I always take the things they put out, and it drives my wife crazy. But I'm sorry, I paid for the shampoo and I paid for the soap. And why is my wife bringing shampoo and soap into a hotel? Every hotel since the beginning of time, it doesn't matter if it's a Roach Hotel or the Hilton, they always provide you with soap and shampoo. And then when you're in the really fancy hotels, they'll put like hand cream and foot cream and shower caps, and they'll put sandals and slippers and house coats and TVs and bedding, beds. furniture. Take it. Take it all. It's all yours. You paid. I paid for this TV. What do you mean I can't take the TV? Well, so I can take the shampoo, but I can't take the TV? Well, who made up that stupid rule? That's a stupid rule. Okay, but listen to me. If there's a roll of toilet paper, you can envision it in your mind. It's all sealed up with paper. It's pristine. It's that special hotel toilet paper. You know what I'm talking about. It's all wrapped up like a damn Christmas present. It's just sitting there. It's sitting there. You're using the other toilet paper. But you look over and you see it's sitting there. Merry Christmas. Take me home. Of course you can take it home. Why not? Try this. Next time you stay in a hotel. So knock, knock, knock. Housekeeping. Yeah. Okay. We'll be just a couple of seconds. And then I do this all the time. And so you get out of the hotel and you go into the hallway and it's like, good morning. Oh, hello. Hello. How are you? I'm good. Good. Oh man. It's such a beautiful morning. Oh, you look lovely today. I say to the cleaning staff. Well, thank you. And I say, you know, we really love the shampoo in this hotel. I don't know if we love it or not. I'm just getting free stuff. We love the shampoo in this hotel. There's no way that I could just really put you out of your way to grab a couple extra bottles and maybe a couple extra bars of soap, hey? Oh, be my guest. The cart's there. It's just filled with the stuff. So you just, you know, you fill your pockets like you're a kid and Halloween. It's just like, oh, yeah, baby. She said I can have. So fill your pocket. You don't have to buy shampoo for 3 months. You'll save money by visiting Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, where you'll save the tax. What is that, 13%? You'll save the tax on select furniture, mattresses, and appliance packages, even on sale prices. Save the tax and save when you buy things like the Beautyrest Queen mattress. Now just $699, save $500 plus save the tax. The Maxton reclining leather sofa, on for $15.99. Save almost $1,000, plus you save the tax. You're buying a bed, you're buying a couch, you're buying a dining room set. You buy it at special sale prices, and you save the tax. But this is a limited-time deal, and probably will end on Wednesday at the end of the day, knowing Leon. So if you're going to save the tax, you got to get in today or tomorrow. To Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, save the tax event. From a friendly, knowledgeable staff, patient crew that'll walk you through what is normally a pretty complicated process. Dealing with lawyers traditionally is not a whole lot of fun. But at Epp Law Office, dare I say that they are a fun crew. You want to talk about a crew that loves coffee and loves good coffee, it's Epp Law Office. And they'd love to have coffee with you and discuss your needs with regards to the law. That could be moving your small business into a corporation. It could be redoing a will. It could be buying or selling some real estate. Do remember the crew at Epp Law Office. They're building lasting relationships one case at a time at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street. And finally, Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. Don't forget, we've got a barbecue for the United Way happening on Friday. This is for Tools for School. This is going to be a great way to end the week. So I hope to see you at 1500 Richmond Avenue. I'm going to be there just after noon on Friday. And I'm doing my part. I think I'll be able to eat enough hot dogs that I think we'll buy everybody new school supplies across the entire province. I'm a giver. I will do what I can. I will scarf down as many hot dogs as I can. We'd love to see you there. It starts at 11 a.m., goes till 1:30, and it's just $5. So an affordable meal. And at the same time, we're going to be getting some tools for the kids to go back to school. $5 barbecue. You can pre-order your hot dogs. I should let them know I'm coming, eh? I'm coming. Get the hot dogs ready. Office at brandonuw.ca. And while you're there, you can get an oil change and help out the community. Because every time you get an oil change at Murray's, they support Bear Clan, Helping Hands, and Samaritan House. The giving just never stops. Always putting things back into the community. And it starts with the United Way on Friday, and it continues with the Bear Clan, Helping Hands, and Samaritan House. So we'll see you Friday at Murray's, okay, for the big barbecue. Hot dog, drink, and chips, $5. And that's at 1500 Richmond Avenue. Richard Simmons, they're investigating his cause of death this morning because things are a little bit suspicious there. They don't like the open and shut nature of what happened over the weekend. Of course, Richard Simmons passed away the day after his birthday. Los Angeles Police Department has said that they are investigating the death after the medical examiner called for a further probe. Apparently, there's going to be some additional testing that could take up to 3 months until an official ruling is determined. Police and fire officials were dispatched to the Health Guru's Los Angeles home after receiving a call from Richard's housekeeper on Saturday morning. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Police told the outlet that there was no foul play involved, but apparently Richard refused medical help after he fell the night before he was found dead. So he had a fall. Law enforcement officials tell TMZ that Richard Simmons had fallen in his bathroom, and that was his 76th birthday. His housekeeper helped him up and tried to get him medical help, but he declined. He said, "I just want to stay home. It's my birthday." And then he died. Sad situation. How to tell if somebody is actually rich. Oh, this is good. So we went from taking what is rightfully ours from the hotel in an effort to maintain our thriftiness. When you are getting ready to barbecue your hot dogs and hamburgers this weekend, please pick up some hamburger and hot dog buns at Kuiper's Family Bakery. And again, I was at Minnedosa at the Heritage Co-op in Minnedosa yesterday, saw those beautiful Kuiper's hot dog buns. You know what? At select co-op locations and select fine grocery locations, you'll find Kuiper's Family Bakery products. If it comes with the windmill and the slogan, "Our buns don't jiggle," pick up some Kuiper's products. They're available at fine grocery stores across southern Manitoba. This is fantastic. Now, it's better to make it into Brandon and go to the bakery on First Street, and it's a popular place because you're getting it right out of the oven. Let's be honest, you're getting right then and there, seconds away from the heat. However, not everybody can get to Brandon on a regular basis, so I want you to keep that in mind. Look at your favorite grocery store for Kuiper's Family Bakery products, and if they don't have them, ask for them. Ask for them by name, and they'll likely get them at your grocery store near your Kuiper's Family Bakery, from hot dogs, hamburger buns, to cookies, cinnamon buns, sticky buns, loaves, you name it, they have got it. At Manitoba's favorite bakery at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner, beside Tasty's. And with hail so prevalent this summer in western Manitoba, Auto Fashion will take care of all your dents and dings. Paintless dent repair, they are MPI accredited. Auto Fashion is the place to go to take your vehicle for a $50 restaurant gift card. If you've got an MPI claim and they're processing that claim, they'll send you out for lunch saying, "Hey, thank you for bringing it by." See my friends at Auto Fashion. If you've got hail, you need to get Auto Fashion at 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet, next to the car wash. How to tell if somebody is actually rich. Interesting. Experience. We all know the old adage that time is money. Money is time. When you pay someone else to clean your house, you get back an hour of the day. Truly wealthy people have more time. And it translates into knowledge in terms of skill sets and life experience. They know how to ski or ride a horse. They've got hobbies. Okay, see, that's my giveaway, dead giveaway. I have no time. No time at all. So there you go. There's my evidence. Absence of brands. One reason so-called influencers love to flash brands, because they're being paid to or want to be paid to. Fashion and luxury brands exist to advertise to the world that you have money to pay for them. And that's the last thing really rich folks need or want to do. The real rich do dress in luxury brands. They're just luxury brands that you don't hear about, because they're not flexing. Price awareness. As a wise woman once said, "It's one banana, Michael. What could it cost? $10? Even if you're relatively well off, you still know generally how much stuff costs, because you're still interacting directly with money. You buy your own gas, you shop for your own groceries, you pay your own bills. You might not think twice about buying a new car, but you know how much things cost." Always keeping track of prices. Price awareness. Lack of luggage. It's not hard, a hard and fast rule, but often a surefire sign that someone is real rich is a lack of luggage. Regular people travel with multiple bags of stuff because we only have one of everything and need to bring it with us wherever we go. But the real rich can hop on a plane and just buy or rent whatever they need when they get to their destination. So they just travel with nothing. Oh, man. So there is your dead giveaway. No luggage, price awareness, no brands. They've got copious amounts of time to fool around and do all kinds of stuff. And no flexing. That's how to tell if someone is truly, actually rich. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you again tomorrow at 7 a.m. Central for more food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Have a great Tuesday. And hopefully we'll see a little bit of sun. Enjoy the coolness because the heat is on its way. Have a great day, guys. Hey, thanks as always for being part of the show. Week tomorrow is the series season finale. We'll see you tomorrow.